back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season. We've been talking a lot about the Ravens, but I'll tell you what, one of the cool things we've been given an opportunity to do here, and our friends at Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy, a couple years ago after my wife had leukemia, said, let's feature good people doing good stuff here in the community, lifting people up. And I've been hearing about the Red Devils for a long time, so this is going to be a fun one for me. Jan Wilson joins us now from the Red Devils. You know, I tell you what, the back end of COVID is that everybody doing good work out there. We need to shine more spotlight on things going on. So I want to give thanks to Karen Sagal, who's always looking out for us. I've known Karen for about 25 years now on radio and telling us stories here. We welcome Jan on. Jan, welcome. Good day to you. How are you? How's the coffee this morning? Good?
Coffee is great this morning. Thank you for having me.
I got my Rofo. So, you know, I'm always together with real fresh, real fast. I'm like Justin Tucker, except I can't kick it 66 yards, right?
I'm doing Pete.
Well, non-sponsored around here. We have to stay with the local sponsors. You know, for the Red Devils, you guys have an event coming up next week. It's called The Good Life, La Dolce Vita to my Italian.
There we
friend.
Go, yeah.
Right? Tell me about that, but more than that, give me the whole, like, blank. I've never had you on to give the beginning of the story, and the Red Devils come to me in all sorts of ways around town.
Well, I'll tell you, we were founded in 2002 by the families of two young women who regrettably passed away from breast cancer, but the families could not give up the fight that they'd been waging for all of those years. And they decided, as the legacy to Jessica and Jenny, that they would start an organization called the Red Devils. And our mission is to fund support services that improve the quality of life for breast cancer patients and their families.
I think everyone in our audience has somebody with breast cancer in their life. You know, my wife's sister has battled. I have another person very close to me having a private battle right now out on the West Coast, and we're throwing some love and support her way and good text and good mojo. My wife's a leukemia, two-time leukemia battler as well. I would say for the people I've met in our journey on leukemia, and I remember the day the doctor said you have leukemia back in 2014. The first thing I thought of was like movies and people who had leukemia and, you know, old football players and Brian's song and stuff like that. When I think of breast cancer and 2002 and losing people and then thinking of where we are going into 2022, the medical advances, my wife would have perished 30 years ago with leukemia. She's sitting in the other room right now after two bone marrow transplants. And I think for breast cancer, the last 20 years, the amount of research and groups, not just the Red Devils, but all over the world, creating empowerment groups, money, funding, research, all of that to keep women alive. And also early detection is a different thing, I think, two decades later.
Absolutely. You know, it's what we focus on is those things that help women get through their breast cancer journey with minimal stress, minimal worries, with a sense of normalcy. So we assist patients with transportation to treatment. We assist them with their day-to-day family needs, and we assist them with medical expenses. What we find are those are the three areas that tend to emerge as obstacles that prevent women from entering treatment in a timely fashion or cause them to withdraw from treatment, and they interrupt that continuity of care. And if you get into treatment early and if you remain in treatment, the chances of your having a more positive outcome of a breast cancer diagnosis increases tremendously. So that's what we're focused on.
I think early on, there's almost a sense of denial, if not, you know, internally, someone in the family, you know, there's the confrontation part of taking this on. And then there's the part where, like, you have kids, you have a job, you have a family, you have all of these. And again, as a caregiver for 155 nights when my wife spent in Hopkins fighting for her life, I understand, you know, how that can be. And more than that, as I sat there and watched my wife battle with good insurance, love and support, a mile away from home, you know, Zoom capabilities that were not there even 5 years before her cancer, that she could stay connected to people that could not visit her. And, you know, I find it rich with irony. We're all wearing masks now. I got used to that back in 14 and 15 and fist bumps and Purell and all of that. For current patients and for your services, if someone out there needs you, how do they find you the day after a diagnosis? Because that's That's something we don't talk about. But the minute someone's ever diagnosed with leukemia or diabetes, which my wife struggles with, we get that phone call. We get that, hey, you're the person we know that's had this. Can you make what a call? Can you support? Yeah. And that was when we got involved with There Goes My Hero, which was a lifeline for us, that there are support groups that when you hear cancer, you hear breast cancer, you're going to go in for this battle. There's all sorts of people like the Red Devils out there that can provide assistance, that it's good that people know this on the front end. When they think breast cancer, they think, oh, there are people that can help us.
Well, the way patients and families can access the support services that the Red Devils brings to bear is directly through the hospitals where they're being treated. We work with a network of 31 hospitals across the state. And when you meet with your social worker, your patient navigator, and they assess what your needs are, what they'll often do is say, there's this organization called the Red Devils. If you're having trouble making your appointments, you need assistance with transportation, we can hook you up with gas cards so that your sister who's driving you to and fro, she can pay for the gas, put in her car to get you to and from treatment. If you need assistance getting your house cleaned because you have metastatic breast cancer and you can't stand to touch a vacuum cleaner because it's just so painful for you to do the smallest things, we can arrange for Merry Mates to come in and clean your home. So that's how it works, is through direct contact with your hospital, and the hospital practitioner will refer you to one of our service providers.
Jay Wilson is here. She's with the Red Devils. They're doing events here this week to raise awareness and raise hope. Tell me about your good life. For my wife living the good life afterward, a lot of her post-care has been staying in touch with other people and giving back and being a part of it. It feels good to give back. And I know your network is made up of a lot of survivors as well, right?
Absolutely. And we raise funds through a variety of community events. And we're launching a new event October 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's called The Good Life. And it's a collection of in-person and online events, classes, if you will, that will teach you anything from how to be a beekeeper to Zentangle, from pickleball to tasting wine, whatever experience you think will enhance your quality.
By the way, everybody's talking about pickleball. I don't know what pickleball is. And I haven't Googled it yet. People tell me they're playing pickleball and it's some chat. I don't know what it is, but at some point I'm going to figure it out because I'm a sports
guy. It's kind of like ping pong and tennis and paddleball rolled into one. I've not played it, but I'm going to take the course.
It's like handball or something? You play it in a big court?
Well, it's you play it on a scaled down tennis court over a net. It's played in doubles, and you've got a plastic ball and a paddle, and you play pickleball.
So it's like bridge for active people.
You're going to have to sign up for the course.
Oh, no. I don't need any more bad habits. Jan Wilson's here from the Red Devils. You're doing a virtual golf event too, right?
We are. We're having a first ever virtual golf outing. We're working with five local golf courses. And all you need to do is sign up for the tournament, play a round of golf with a couple of your buddies. Your score is tracked automatically. And at the end of the month, you have all month to play as often as you want. And the low score wins.
There it is. I'm pulling it up for you right here. The Red Devils benefiting and supporting breast cancer families. You can click on this. I'll send the link out on this as well and learn more about the Red Devils. As far as the organization goes, you mentioned 31 hospitals here in the state of Maryland. By the way, I did 30 crab cakes in 30 days last month. So I hit every county. I went everywhere in the state. It's a beautiful state. Are you locally based in that way? Just a Maryland or, cause I hear so much about you, but I don't know the root of all of this for being, you know, multi-state or regional.
We are headquartered in Maryland. Our focus is only Maryland. We were founded in Maryland. Our mission is to improve the quality of life for anyone with breast cancer living or being treated in Maryland. Every dollar that we raise stays right here in this state to support a neighbor, of a family member, a parishioner, anyone who's living with breast cancer.
Well, it was nice visiting with you, and I hope you're enjoying your coffee this morning. We will have you back to tell some more stories. Certainly, when I think of breast cancer in my world, if I just put breast cancer up on my Facebook, how many people were connected, someone in their life, someone very intimately involved in their life, that it's great to know there's support for folks out there like what you guys are doing. Best way to find you, to get in touch with you, how do we do that, Jan?
TheRedDevilsMD.org.
That's it. All right. Nice and simple. Back to work. Take care of good people. We appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks so much.
Living the good life with our friends at the Red Devils. My big appreciation to Karen Sagal as well for always pointing out good things and things we need to be spotlighting in the community. And nothing better than that. We only serve Maryland. I like hearing that. Nestor. You can find me. We're serving Ravens fans as well. Full coverage. Luke's out at Owings Mills. All of it brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. And our Wise Conversations can be found out at Baltimore Positive. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, anywhere you are, we are. WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Good stories and Baltimore Positive.